When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA. Everything's hazy and all out of focus when he touches me. I'm in the spell of a strange hocus pocus. It's so, I don't know. I'm so, I don't know. I don't know. But I know if it's love, then it's lovely. It's so nice to be alive when you meet someone who bewitches you. Will he be my all, or did I just fall a little bit, a little bit in love?
Well, if you're a lover of musical theater, you've probably already fallen a little bit in love with Audra McDonald. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today, for the next hour, we're going to devote our entire time to Audra McDonald, who is easily the greatest singing actress of her generation, a phenomenon, a five-time Tony Award winner, and a presence that just elevates anything she's a part of, whether it's a concert or a Broadway show or a Broadway revival or a television show. And we're going to have a sampling of all of that wonderful, flowing, soothing, theatrical voice that has really raised the whole appreciation, I think, of Broadway music around the nation to another level. So here is our shout out to Audra, and let's get started. Well, Audra McDonald was born in Fresno, California. She's one of those Fresno beauties, if you know what that show's from. That's from Most Happy Fella. Little reference, and she had a singing family that encouraged her both at church and at home, and eventually she went to Juilliard to learn to become an opera singer. So here are two songs that sort of bookend her life a little bit. This is, I suppose, if you lived in Fresno, you might never have seen snow. So this is a recording she made of a wonderful Harold Arlen Truman Capote song from House of Flowers, and then we'll go into her Broadway debut. But join us and sit back as we enjoy and celebrate the great Audra McDonald.
I done lost my ugly spell. I am cheerful now. Got the warm all over, so smooth in my worried brow. Oh, the girl I used to be, she ain't me no more. I close the door on the girl I was before. Feeling fine and full of bliss, what I really want to say is this. I never have seen snow. All the same, so beautiful, like my love is, like my love is. Nothing do compare, nothing anywhere with my sky, that tree, but none so beautiful, not one so beautiful, like my love is, like my love is. Oh, once you see his face, the start, I saw a new horizon and the road to take me where I wanted to be took, needed to be took. And his name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottomed boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, "Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life." Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze, for all it can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees, the birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry driving to a cottage by the ocean side, where the salty breezes blow, he'll carry me across the threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say kind of sweet, "Well, Mr. Snow, here I am." Kiss him so he'll know that everything will be as right can be, a living in a cottage by the sea with me.
Audra McDonald, or as she was known in her Broadway debut as Audra Ann McDonald, as Carrie Pipperidge in the 1994 Lincoln Center / Broadway revival of Carousel. Well, that propelled Audra to almost immediate fame in the Broadway world. She claimed she was so nervous at her audition for that production that she fainted, but the director, Nicholas Heitner from England, immediately saw she was a major talent. I guess they revived her for that revival. And it was amusing back then. It's almost 20 years that a lot of critics pointed out that even though Audra is African-American, she fit in what I guess is called colorblind casting in Booth Bay Harbor in Carousel in the 1870s. And people found it amusing that she talked about Mr. Snow. But she went beyond being simply amusing in that regard to becoming a major star. And the next show that propelled her upwards and forwards was, of course, Ragtime, 1997 musical. And here are two songs from that where she plays Sarah, a young African-American woman who first despairs of her having a child, and then she gets reunited with the child's father, played winningly by Brian Stokes Mitchell. So we'll hear a solo and a duet, the wonderful Ragtime performance by Audra McDonald, which won her third Tony Award. We'll talk more about that. Anyway, here's Audra in Ragtime.
Ooh. Yes, the wheels a-turning for us, girl, and the times are starting to roll. Any man can get where he wants to if he's got some fire in his soul. We'll see Justice Sarah and plenty of men who will stand up and give us our due. Sarah, it's more than promises. Sarah, it must be true. A country that lets a man like me own a car, raise a child, build a life with you.
Wow, Audra McDonald and Brian Stokes Mitchell from the original production of Ragtime, and that show won Audra her third Tony Award. She had won Best Supporting Actress for a Musical in Carousel, then Best Supporting Actress for a Play, which is very rare to get that sort of double hit, for Masterclass, and then for Ragtime. Well, Broadway was getting to know her and her charms and her sophisticated way of doing drama. And I always felt Ragtime was an interesting show, well written, but didn't have a single laugh in it. So let's see Audra transition into a lighter mode, where she played the part of Grace, Daddy Warbucks' secretary, I think in a very convincing and ebullient TV production of Annie. So here is Audra McDonald, Audra Ann McDonald, doing a little Annie on television.
Clothes.
You mean I get to wear new things?
Your bath is drawn by Mrs. Greer.
Really? A bath? All for me?
Annette comes in to make your bed.
I get my own bed, too?
I think I'm gonna like it here.
The swimming pool is to the left.
A pool? Inside?
The tennis court is in the rear.
Gee, I don't know how to play.
Have an instructor here at noon.
You'll be playing like a pro in no time.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
When you wake, ring for Drake. Drake will bring your tray. When you're through, Mrs. Pugh comes to take it away. No need to pick up any toys.
The kids will never believe this.
No finger will you lift, my dear.
We have but one request. Please put us to the test.
I know I'm gonna like it here.
Thank you.
And it's Audra McDonald, who we're celebrating today. And get that Dodd Bunch fellow, would you? They cut that line. It was one of my favorite lines from the stage version of that song. Anyway, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And one thing we've done in the last year or so is we've devoted an hour to a very special performer. We've done Barbara Cook and Alfred Drake, and now it's time, as it always is, to celebrate Audra McDonald. I often say on the broadcast, more Audra McDonald. Why not play Audra McDonald? So here's a whole hour. She's a great and lovely person, a real ambassador for the arts, especially for the musical theater arts. And she's spent a lot of time encouraging younger composers or recording younger composers, giving them a platform so people can hear their music. Ricky Ian Gordon, Michael John Lachuza, Jason Robert Brown, Adam Gettle. And here is a song that Adam Gettle wrote for Light in the Piazza that Audra covers beautifully in one of her solo albums. The song is Dividing Day, music by Adam Gettle, incredible interpretation by Audra McDonald.
Dashing as the day we met, only there is something I don't recognize. Though I cannot name it yet, I know it. Beautiful is what you are, only somehow wearing a frightening disguise. I can see the winter in your eyes now, telling me thank you, we're done here. Not much to say, we are together, but I have thank you.
Audra McDonald singing a tragic but yet still lovely song from A Light in the Piazza. Audra is often such a good dramatic actress. She also won a Tony for Best Actress in a Play for Raisin in the Sun, that one tends to forget what a great sense of humor she has. She brought that to the fore in a 2007 revival of 110 in the Shade, where she plays Lizzie Curry, a Depression-era woman in Oklahoma who, for some reason, people don't want to seem to marry. I can't imagine that in a million years that no one would want to marry Audra McDonald. If I weren't happily married myself, I would certainly send in my application. Here she is, hamming it up in a great way with the great John Colum and a song called Raunchy from the revival of 110 in the Shade.
I'll buy myself a brand new dress. It's cut way down to here.
Oh, Lizzie.
I'll buy some dime store diamonds and pierce them through my ear.
I'd like to see that.
I'll paint my mouth a rosy red. I'll pour peroxide on my head. No, I'm not doing that, no. I'll knock them poor old cowboys dead.
Elizabeth.
What, you don't believe me? Well, you just watch. I'll be so raunchy, dancing in my pink and green satin, feeling like a queen, wearing Maybelline. I'll be so raunchy, gonna make them turn green, honky tonkin' every night. I'm a raunchy kind of gal. I'll be so raunchy, sipping Dr. Pepper mixed with booze, burning like a fuse, shaking like a boots. I'll be so raunchy.
Audra McDonald being raunchy in the revival of 110 in the Shade. One thing Andrew McDonald has done, which is so great for musical theater fans, is recorded a number, I guess more than a half dozen now, albums of songs ranging from Showboat all the way up to today's most important composers. And she's thrown in a few oddities as well. So here's a Julie Stein double bill, a great comedy song from the movie The West Point Story from 1950, and then segue into one of my favorite songs, Make Someone Happy from Do Re Mi. Both rendered impeccably and with an incredible bandwidth of emotion and humor by Audra McDonald.
I didn't sleep again last night, and I'd like to discuss the matter. The nerves to which I'm strung are tight, and I'm as beat as a bowl of batter. If old man Rip Van Winkle thought his long sleep was a curse, I know how the old man felt, because I've got his problem in reverse. 10,432 sheep, how long can I toss like this? 10,433 sheep, what did you put in that kiss? I've tried all the remedies, the well-known good advice. Took a hot tub and an alcohol rub, did the alphabet backwards twice. 10,434 sheep, we'd better get married soon. 10,435 sheep, I'll never hold out till June. How much do I love you, just in case you didn't know? You get a mental kiss with every sheep I count, and I still got a million sheep to go.
You ever try seeing a doctor?
A doctor? I went to see a noted doctor who's a famous analyst. Then he led me to his couch and he gently took my wrist. I paid him $50.
Well, that sounds pretty cheap.
Cheap! Oh, honey, I should have paid him nothing. 'Cause I still can't sleep.
10,436
sheep and one sheep that got away. He took it on a whim.
10,438
sheep, won't I ever turn today? Oh, what a fool I am. How much do I love you, just in case you didn't know? You get a mental kiss with every sheep I count. Add them all together, that's a large amount. I counted a zillion sheep.
How many?
I've counted a billion sheep.
How many?
Well, at least a million sheep I know. And I got about a million more to go. It's a thrill to have the world at your feet. The praise of the crowd is exciting, but I've learned that is not what makes a life complete. There's one thing you can do for the rest of your days that's worth more than applause. The screaming crowd, the bouquets. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart. You sing to smile the cheek. face that lights when it moves you. Someone you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life? We happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you.
Audra McDonald singing a great Julie Stein, Comden and Green song from her latest album, Come Home. Well, Audra rang up an incredible score of Tony Awards, but the one that eluded her, oddly enough, was Best Actress in a Musical, Best Leading Actress in a Musical, and she was able to take home that coveted prize, making her, as far as I know, the only actor in Broadway history to win Supporting Actor Tonys in Musical and Play category and Leading Actor Tonys in Play and Musical category, with a revival of the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, or as we like to call it, Porgy and Bess. It was a slightly ill-conceived revival, in my opinion, but she was titanic in the show and brought a huge new dramatic depth to her own range of performance, which is already pretty great. So here she is singing with Norm Lewis, I Loves You, Porgy, from the revival of, I'm going to say it, Porgy and Bess. The Gershwins, they can just get a check in the mail. They're fine. Audra McDonald and Norm Lewis.
Porgy, why your muscles pull up like that? It make me afraid.
I ain't trying to keep no woman, but don't want to stay. If you want to go to crown, that's for you to say.
Coming back to call me. He gonna handle me in a home so it's gonna be like dying a porgy deep inside me. But when he calls, I know I have to go. Don't let him handle me. you can keep me.
You don't need to be afraid no more. You picked up happiness and laid your worries down. You're gonna live easier, you're gonna live high. You're gonna outshine every woman in this town. And remember, when crown come, that's my business, Bess.
I loves you, Boogie.
What you think I is anyway? Don't to let some let dirty hound dog steal my woman.
Don't let him handle me.
You gonna stay with Boogie? You gonna stay? You got a home now, honey, and you got love. So
me,
no more crying. Can't you understand? You're gonna go about your business singing. Cause you got Boogie.
MacDonald, who we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street with Norm Lewis. Well, every now and then there's a song you love, and you probably think you're one of two or three people who even have heard of this song, let alone love it, and then a major artist comes out and records it and knocks it out of the ballpark. Stephen Sondheim, for the film version of A Little Night Music, revived a song called The Glamorous Life, and I think it's a vast improvement over the one in the show. Glorious song. And here is Audra, who had sung it at the Sondheim 80th birthday concert a few years ago, singing it for her latest album, Come Home. And it's just, well, enjoy it. It's tremendously enthusiastic.
Ordinary mothers lead ordinary lives. Keep the house and sweep the parlor, mend the clothes and tend the children. Ordinary mothers, like ordinary wives, make the beds and bake the pies and wither on the vine. That line. Dying by inches every night, what a glamorous life. Brought on by winches to recite, what a glamorous life. Ordinary mothers never get the flowers, and ordinary mothers never get the joys. Ordinary mothers couldn't cough for hours maintaining their poise. Sandwiches only, but she eats what she wants when she wants. Sometimes it's lonely, but she meets many handsome gallants. Ordinary mothers don't live out of cases, but ordinary mothers don't go different places, which ordinary mothers can't do. Being mothers, oh dear, mine's away in a play, and she's realer than they. What if her brooch is only glass and her costumes unravel? What if her coach is second class? She at least gets to travel. And sometime this summer, meaning soon, she'll be traveling to me. Sometime this summer, maybe June, I'm the new place she'll see. Ordinary daughters may think life is better with ordinary mothers near them when they choose, but ordinary ordinary daughter seldom get a letter enclosing reviews. Gay and resilient with applause, what a glamorous life. Speeches are brilliant if they're shores, what a glamorous life. Ordinary mothers needn't meet committees, but ordinary mothers don't get keys to cities. No, ordinary mothers merely see their children all year, which is lovely, I hear, but it does interfere with the glamorous. I am the princess guarded by dragons, snorting and grumbling and rumbling in wagons. She's in her kingdom, wearing disguises, living a life that is full of surprises. And sometime this summer, she'll come galloping over the green. Sometime this summer, to the rescue, my mother the queen. Ordinary mothers thrive on being private, and ordinary mothers somehow can survive it. But ordinary mothers never know they're just standing still.
One of my favorite Stephen Sondheim rarities, Glamorous Life, from the film version of A Little Night Music, rendered very movingly and complexedly, if that's the word, by Audra McDonald. It's a song about missing your mother, but trying to show that you don't really miss your mother. She has a little daughter herself, probably not so little anymore, named Zoe, so I know she probably relates to that issue of a performer being on the road and leaving their family behind. Well, today it's been my privilege on Broadway to Main Street to celebrate the one and only, the glamorous, incomparable Audra McDonald. And in her first solo album, How Glory Goes, she rendered two songs from one of my favorite shows, St. Louis Woman, and the second one, which is about a woman who is so jealous of the man she loves that she shoots him, and she just renders this near-operatic ballad with such intensity and clarity and charm and everything we love about Audra McDonald. Anyway, here's I Had Myself a True Love from St. Louis Woman, Mercer and Arlen, sung by the one, the only, Audra McDonald.
Myself a true love who was something to see. I had myself a true love, at least that's what I kept on telling me. The first thing doorway, while I stand there and wait for his coming. and the pot on the stove, they're a humming. Where is he?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.